Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would like to hear from you. The lines are open, and we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. This month, we've been talking, but focusing on worship. If you have a question about true worship or if there's some other subject you'd like to talk about, this is the time, because it's Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Open lines, as I said, at 844-322-2742. We'd like to hear from you right now. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today's a great day as far as ministries like ours are concerned. It's known as Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was something that was thought up a number of years ago in response to just the unbelievable consumerism that is rampant in our society today. For example, last Friday, $3.4 billion were spent on Black Friday. And yesterday, on Cyber Monday, we exceeded that. It was almost $3.5 billion that was spent. And today is Giving Tuesday. It's a chance for people to give to their favorite charities, their favorite causes, and to, I think, really express the true heart of the American people. And so we're asking for folks to give to Basic Gospel today in response to this. And our goal for the day is $10,000. We are on our way to meeting that. We have a challenge gift of $3,000 in place to help encourage people to give. So we're asking our listeners, our supporters, those who tune in via radio, on Facebook, at oneplace.com, to make a gift of $10, $50, $100 on this Giving Tuesday to help get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible. We can go out and buy all sorts of things, and many people go out and spend money on things to make them feel better about themselves. They buy a new outfit. Men buy new golf clubs or cars or all of these sort of things. And most of it is to help us feel better about ourselves. Well, there's nothing that will make you feel better about yourself than knowing the truth of who you are in Christ Jesus. That's why this message is so paramount, and that's why we've been spending the time that we've been doing this particular month on this idea of worship, what true worship is. Because when it comes down to money, that really is a litmus test, isn't it?
Yeah.
It shows kind of what we deem important, what we bow down to in life for meaning and purpose. And when we can really get our hearts aligned with Christ Jesus, when we can really worship Him with all of our heart, soul, and mind, all of life seems to fall into square. It gets lined up the way it's supposed to. We can be content whether we have things or whether we don't have things. And that's why this subject is so vitally important. But back to Giving Tuesday. If you can help, go to basicgospel.net, click the support link, and just follow all the instructions there. Like I said, a gift of $10, $20, $100, anything that you give today will help us reach our goal of $10,000 and will be so meaningful to this ministry moving forward. I know, Bob, you're going to talk a lot about that as we move on through the broadcast, so stay tuned for that. But for right now, let's go to Romans chapter 12. And today and tomorrow, we're really going to finish up our study on worship by looking at this particular passage. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So, in view of God's mercies, what in the world is Paul talking about here? Why does he have a therefore at the beginning of this chapter?
Well, because in the previous 11 chapters, he has given perhaps the best definition of what the gospel is and what it means to us in terms of what Jesus has accomplished for us ever written in the history of the world. Only Jesus could say it better than Paul did. And for 11 chapters, he has regaled us with the beauty of the gospel and the power of grace. And then he says, therefore. That's why the therefore is right in that spot.
Yeah, and it's in view of God's mercy.
Yeah.
So what has God's mercy meant to us? Mercy is kind of where we meet God.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from mercy, there is no connection.
Yeah.
We're going to be distant. We're going to be dirty. We're going to be a million miles away. But mercy draws us toward him.
Yes.
And so in view of God's mercy, the very thing that drew us to Christ, to God to begin with, he says to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So in the Old Testament, we saw a lot of sacrifices being offered. They were offered daily. There were grain offerings. There were animal offerings, sacrifices. But all of these things had to be unblemished, perfect,
yes.
So to speak. So when he says that we can offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, he's making a statement that we have been cleansed by the blood
yes.
of Christ, that we are holy and blemished in the sight of God. And one of the themes that we've talked about this month, Richard, is the fact that we're always going to worship what we believe is going to make us clean before God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why so many people hold up the rules and regulations, the laws, all of those rituals that we do, because we think that through those we're going to become clean and have a standing before God. But none of those cleanse us, do they?
No, they can't. We started out dead spiritually. No amount of ritual, and that's what rules and regulations are, is ritual. No amount of ritual can change that. Only Jesus can change that. And when he has changed it, it's changed forever, once and done. He declares us to be holy. He declares us to be pleasing. He's declared us to be his children, for crying out loud, fellow heirs with Jesus. That's why rules and regulations don't help, but grace does.
Absolutely. So that's why we can offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Why? Because they've been cleansed.
Yeah.
We have been cleansed once and for all. And this is our true and proper worship. This is how we truly serve the Lord and worship him, by offering ourselves to be used by him. He's
yes.
alive, living in us. We can't get any closer. We can't get any cleaner. And so we offer ourselves and we allow him to live his life in us. And what we find in doing that, we find that his will is good and pleasing and perfect to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this worship is so vitally important, and it's just been thrilling to talk about it all month.
Worship, Basic Gospel, you're listening to us right now, live. If you're listening during the 3 o'clock hour, we'd love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, guys, we had a question from Carlos from Fort Worth, Texas. A very simple question, but it gets to the heart of things. How do I live a life in obedience to Jesus?
Well, it's by faith.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot about obedience, and obedience is certainly a word that we see in the Bible, both in the Old and the New, and it's emphasized in a lot of places. We need obedience to God. That's how we respond to God. But obedience is really the caboose of this train called faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts with God's love for us, which results in our love for God, which results in our dependence upon God, which then results in our obedience to God. So obedience is really a byproduct of understanding the great love that God has for us and has demonstrated to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So if we're trying to gut obedience out through human effort, it's going to become a drudgery. It's going to become a source of irritation and frustration in our lives, because there's nothing genuine to it. We need to get our hearts involved. And the only way that our hearts are going to be involved in that is first to be to have hearts that have been made clean and new by Christ, that have now the opportunity to respond to the love of God, to learn to depend upon Christ Jesus, which then can result in obedience. So when folks are having trouble being obedient to God, I take them all the way back to the
yes.
love of God. Do you know how much God really loves you? And once you start there, obedience will take its natural course.
Yeah, never start with the statement, I've got to do better. It's always, if there's failure in obedience, it's because we don't understand something about what Jesus has accomplished in us and through us.
Right. And we're going to be obedient to the one that we think loves us the most.
Yeah.
And so
Can't help it.
Yeah, so we need to know that Jesus is that one, that he is the one that loved us and gave himself for us.
Yeah.
Well, let's go up to Lacombe, Alberta, Canada, and talk to our good friend Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing okay. You've just been on my heart and mind of late, and I am so glad you called today.
Well, many doctors, physicians, experts said that you wouldn't be getting a phone call today, that I wouldn't make it past June, and I'm here, and it's November, and starting to think about Christmas, so I just wanted to share with you guys just kind of my thanks. And I know when I called, I was the listener that had the terminal brain cancer.
Right.
I was struggling with my assurance, and I know last time I called, I gave kind of a different idea about how, you know, this whole salvation thing worked. It was the example of the dozen eggs. I don't know if you remember.
I remember it well, and
you used that
illustration to, you know, to bring some clarity in your own thinking about the fact that all the punishment went upon Jesus.
Exactly, and it really brought so much peace, and it was like something that. It was like you guys were able, I don't know how you did it, and God did it, obviously, through you guys, but it was something that I'd struggled with for decades, and I became, like, as you guys said, going from 95% to 100%, and the effect that it's had on me is really giving me peace, kind of in the midst of the storm, and through that peace, I also, the kind of the second part of my story is just that I have a four-year-old girl, and I was like, I have a little daughter. And as she's kind of watching this, the whole time I'm thinking, oh, no, like, if I go, she may not remember me. What happens then? Like, you know, is she going to get sucked into the world? All these things. But I wanted to just share with you something that she said to me because I was so nervous about approaching her, wondering, okay, you know, she sees Daddy. He's sick. Like, she watches enough, you know, to know that I was like, how in the world am I ever going to explain this to a four-year-old? And she came to me actually yesterday and said, Daddy, it's okay. I know that you're sick, and if you die, it's going to be okay because I know you're going to be with Jesus.
Wow.
And it was like she knew exactly what was going on. And I was like, here you had a 30-year-old man, 34-year-old man, basically with stage 4 terminal brain cancer, scared to have a conversation with his little 4-year-old, worried about what she might think or how she'd react about knowing, you know, the possibilities. And she actually was the one that came to me and beat me to it with just amazing, comforting words that. And she said, I will never forget you.
Yeah.
And it was the transformation that I think that she saw in my life through kind of really coming, feeling forgiven, knowing that I'm forgiven, really became real to her in the sense that Daddy's going to be in heaven. He's going to be okay. And one day we're all going to be together again forever. And I was like, how is a four-year-old, like, so I just say this simply, I thank your broadcast because I literally, it was a grown man reduced to tears being comforted by his 4-year-old speaking the gospel back to me. So well, I just, I want to thank you guys for that. And that's an eternal thank you type thank you because it was always a fear that had stuck with me if, you know, what is she going to think? What is she going to feel? Is she going to, you know, what questions is she going to ask? But so I kind of, I guess the way I'll wrap it up is just thank you for not only what you've done in my life, but knowing that when you're answering these difficult questions, you're also helping others speak life into, you know, people. And that, and it also taught me another lesson that they're never too lone. They're never too young to hear the gospel.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Ryan. And I think in your last conversation, I remember you saying, you know, that you came to this childlike clarity in your understanding. And I think you just saw a perfect example of what that looks like with your daughter. There was a childlike clarity. She knows exactly where you're going to be and who you're going to be with. And gosh, that's just a wonderful, powerful testimony to the power of God's love and grace, Ryan. And, you know, as you were saying that your daughter brought, you know, you to tears, I think you've reduced us all to those same tears, just rejoicing with you that as you face, you know, this horrific disease, this brain cancer that's you know, has been plaguing you for so long, you can do so with certainty, with confidence, with assurance, knowing that absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of Christ Jesus. And Ryan, we are so glad that our paths intersected and that you've allowed us to be a part of your life. And I tell you, you being a part of ours will be one of the most encouraging, inspirational things that we've experienced in many, many years. So thank you so much, Ryan, for...
Thank you, guys. I really mean it. Like I said, it's, you know, I can't really do much traveling, but I know one day we'll all be together and I can give you guys big hugs in the presence of our Lord and Savior and introduce you to my beautiful little four-year-old who kind of really just, you know, whatever fears that I had about my daughter's future, I know that Jesus he's going to take care of that. And he makes a better father than I would in the first place.
Yeah, he sure does, Ryan. Well, gosh, we're so blessed that you called today, and I'm so glad you picked up the phone. I know the last time you had, you said you had an MRI scheduled in October, and I'm assuming you did that. And
Stable. It is still stable. A tumor that's supposed to double in size every 2 weeks, I believe, is the statistical. Basically, I think my head would have exploded. Right?
We're glad.
I'm not on chemo or anything. I'm on just non-traditional meds and whatnot. So I just say, you know what, the grace of God. That's it.
That's Ryan, we are so grateful.
I wanted to maybe encourage others out there that maybe struggling with their assurance, or maybe they may be battling sickness or suffering, or wondering, what can I do? Even though we're sick, we can still do so much. And I don't even think do is the right word. I think that we still are able to make an impact.
Yeah.
Make our lives count.
Absolutely.
Till the very end.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan, you are certainly allowing Christ Jesus to shine brightly through you, and God bless you for that. Let me put you on hold, Ryan. We'd love to get your phone number and all of that so we can, stick close by with you.
Awesome. I'd love that.
Yeah, so hang on, Ryan. Thanks again for your call. We sure love you, my friend.
Oh, love you guys back.
Okay, Hold on, Ryan.
Well, Ryan just illustrates one of the many ways that Basic Gospel is reaching out and making a difference in the lives of people. But I have a question for you. Did you take advantage of Black Friday or Cyber Monday pricing? Well, Bob Christopher noted at the start of the broadcast that on Black Friday, Americans bought $3.4 billion in merchandise from brick-and-mortar retailers across the country. Then yesterday, Black Friday sales were topped as Cyber Monday exceeded that and hit almost $3.5 billion. So we've had Black Friday, yesterday we had Cyber Monday. Today, we invite you to join Basic Gospel in taking advantage of this special event called Giving Tuesday. We're asking you, our listeners, to help us reach that $10,000 mark that Bob Christopher mentioned. But as a part of that, we have a $3,000 challenge grant. That means that your gift will have double impact up to that $3,000 and reaching more people who need to hear of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ simply by making that gift today. Just call 844-412-2742 right now and tell Billy that you would like to make a donation to help meet that challenge grant. Any amount you give on this Giving Tuesday will be doubled. Now, those of you who are hearing a delayed broadcast any time other than the 3 o'clock hour Central Time, you can go to our website and use that, basicgospel.net. We want you to help us start 2017 on solid financial footing. So please give generously today. Again, call 844-412-2742 and speak with Billy. Again, that's 844-412-2742. Or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Just click donate on any page. But wait, as they say on the television commercials. We're talking about that $3,000 matching gift challenge. Okay, Bob and Richard, I'm challenged. If our listeners contribute to match that $3,000 challenge grant, I will personally add $1,000 on top of that $3,000 grant. I believe the message that God has given this ministry, and I believe Basic Gospel listeners do too. So I'm challenged by this generous grant, and I want you to add to it too, friends. If you can, if we can hit that $3,000 mark today, that would be great. If we hit that $10,000 mark, that would be even greater. So if you want to see me personally give that $1,000 in addition to my regular giving to Basic Gospel, then go online to basicgospel.net or on the phone right now at 844-412-2742. Just tell Billy you want to donate to help meet the $3,000 challenge grant and make Bob Davis add that $1,000 to it. Again, 844-412-2742 or online at basicgospel.net.
Well, we hope many people will take advantage of that. And I think, and just listening to Ryan, you know why we're asking. This isn't about us. This isn't about, perpetuating something that we want to do. Yeah. This is about providing an opportunity for moments like Ryan's to happen, moments of clarity where certainty and an assurance can be given to somebody that struggled, especially as they're facing a life situation like Ryan is. So that's why we're asking you to give. I think that's worthy of support. And like I said, it doesn't take a lot of people doing a whole bunch. It just takes people choosing to do a little.
Right.
I mean, if we had 1,000 people giving $10 today, that's our $10,000 goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very simple. If we had, 300 doing a little more than 30, that reaches it as well. So we're asking you to give, to go now. Don't wait. Go now to basicgospel.net and make your contribution on this Giving Tuesday. It's a very special day. I think it's a day that really reveals the heart of the American people, what's of most interest to us. We're the most generous people on the planet. Let's continue to be the most generous people on the planet by making a gift to get Basic Gospel today. Yeah. And I can think of nothing more worthy to support than the spread of the good news of Jesus. If there's anything in this world that's needed today, it's the message concerning Christ. He needs to be lifted high so that others can be drawn unto himself. So go to basicgospel.net, give generously so that others can experience exactly what Ryan experienced. This is a complex world and there's a lot of complex problems. And sometimes we think God is of the most complex, and yet he's revealed himself to us in such a simple way in the person and work of Jesus Christ that in that simplicity we can find certainty, we can find assurance, and as Ryan said, we can find peace and rest for our souls. Give today.
Absolutely. And as Bob said at the top of the broadcast, we're asking our listeners to step up and help us meet a $10,000 in donations today during this Giving Tuesday. And, of course, the $3,000 challenge grant will be doubled as a part of that. So we encourage you to take part of it and just give generously on this Giving Tuesday. And, again, by way of sweetening the pot, if we meet that $3,000 challenge today, I'll personally add $1,000 on top of it. Well, we have no more time on the clock today. We're out of time. It's good to be with you today, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. And we'll be back tomorrow now for Bob Christopher and Richard Pye from the ministry team. Until then, I'm Bob Davis. And again, we'll be back for another live edition tomorrow. We hope you'll be a part of it. Bye-bye.